所以呢，之前几次讲到的时候呢，我们就讨论耶稣真正死亡的原因。
And the last few sessions, we talk about the real reason why Jesus was crucified.
那么呢，我们可以用《使徒行传》第二章二十三节来总括。
We can use the Book of Acts 2:23 to summarize it.
这里讲到呢，耶稣按着神的定旨圣洁被造与人。你们就执着无法之人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了。
This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
所以呢，一方面，圣经告诉我们，耶稣死的原因就是父神的计划。
On one hand, the scripture tells us that one of the reasons why Jesus was crucified is part of God's plan.
我们也知道了，耶稣他被杀是他自愿的。
And also we know that when Jesus was killed, he was actually a part of his voluntary plan.
但是圣经另外一方面呢，他也指出，耶稣的死呢是执着无法之人的手。
And the scripture also point out that Jesus' death is with the help of wicked men.
所以呢，我们可以问一个问题了，就是呢，在全过耶稣被杀的事上呢，谁的心呢是最毒的呢
？It begs the question, out of all the people that was Jesus, whose heart is the most wicked?
那么问这条问题的原因呢，就是你通过这个问题呢，你能够了解人的心的邪恶。
Through this question, we'll see the wickedness of men.
也可以见到了神是怎么去面对邪恶的。
And also we can see that how God faces wickedness.
那么呢，今天我们读这段经文的时候，其实呢有三个主要的主角。
As we read these sections of scripture, there are three main characters.
就是大祭司盖亚法。
And there's the high priest Caiaphas.
彼得跟犹大。
Peter and Judas.
那么三个人里面哪一个心是最毒呢
？Out of all these people, whose heart is the most wicked？
首先呢，我们先来看这个盖亚法。
Let's take a look at Caiaphas first。
那我形容他是一个假公济世的一个盖亚法。
I describe him as someone who profit personally through the official means。
五十七节呢，告诉我们呢，他是一个祭司。
Verse 57 tells us that he's a priest.
当耶稣被拿的时候呢，祭司呢就带到去盖亚法的家里面。
And when the Jesus was called, he was brought to Caiaphas's home.
五十七节讲到了有祭司跟长老就去来审判耶稣。
Verse 57 tells us the teachers of the law and the elders assembled to try to judge Jesus.
其实呢，这群人呢，就是我们说就是大公会的人。
And these people is what we refer to as part of the Sanhedrin.
那大公会里面呢，总共有七十一人。
Within the Sanhedrin, there are a total of 71 people.
七十个里面呢是这些撒都盖人跟这些长老。
And the other that 70 is part comprised of the Sadducees and the elders.
再加一个当时的大祭司。
And then also you add the high priest at that time.
当时的罗马政府去管理犹太。
When the Roman governor was in control of the Jewish people.
那么呢是给他们有部分的自由。
They gave them some form of freedom.
所以大公会其实就是犹太人他们的这个法庭。
So you can see the Sanhedrin is part of the Jewish court.
他们呢有权利去审判一些一般的事情。
They have the authority to pass judgment on typical items.
盖亚法他是大祭司，所以呢他的身份就是好像一个法官一样。
So Caiaphas is almost like a chief judge Because he was in charge.
所以呢，他应该很了解呢，他是应该按律法跟公义去审判的。
So he should know that he would be judging according to law and some sort of fairness.
但是呢，你从这个故事一开始，你就看见呢，这个审判是不公义的。
From the beginning of the story, you can see the story is full of unrighteousness.
那耶稣是在晚上被捉拿的。
Now Jesus was caught at night.
但是他的审判马上就开始。
And his judgment began immediately.
所以呢，他的审判是在晚上，但是呢，又不是拿去法庭里面去审判哦。
And his judgment began at night, and also he wasn't taken to the court to be judged.
他是拿去了盖亚法的家里面去被审判。
He was taken to Caiaphas' home to be judged.
所以呢，这些你很明显你就看见呢是违反当时的这些。法律的就是刑具。
And you can see that they, right from the beginning, they are not following the rules of the law at that time.
59节里面呢就讲到了这个祭司长跟全公会寻找假见证控告耶稣要致死他。
In verse 57, you can see the chief high priest and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so they can put him to death.
其实呢，我们现在从历史里面呢找到有关呢当时审判的一些守则。
And according to history, we can locate the rules of judgment back in those days.
比方说呢，其中有一个要求呢，就是如果你判这个案是一个死罪的时候，你不能在同一天判死罪，又同一天执行这个死刑。
And one of the rules is that if you actually pass judgment to be a death sentence, you cannot have that death sentence and actually carried out on this and actually have on the same day.
我猜呢是可能呢，因为死刑呢是一个我们说人命关天的嘛，你不能呢太。草率的去处理啊。
And perhaps the reason is because the passing death sentence is such an important matter, you cannot be too sloppy.
还有呢，如果因为有这个要求的时候呢，这个死刑呢必须是在下一天的时候，所以呢，他们一般呢是不会在安息日之前的一天。去判死刑的
because it was the judgment of this death sentence has taken out the following day, and therefore the Sanhedrin would not pass death sentence on the day before the Sabbath.
但是我们知道了，耶稣是星期五晚上被审判的。
We know that Jesus was judged on like a Friday evening.
其实是不是 Friday evening 我讲说是他凌晨的时候被审判的。
In actual, it was the early morning.
那么但是他同一天星期五就被钉死了。
So that on Friday, he was sentenced to crucified.
所以呢你看见呢这两样要求呢在耶稣审判上面呢都违反了。
So you can see that all these with Jesus' judgment, they violated a number of rules.
那六十节里面呢，讲到了有好些人做假见证，总得不着实据。
And the verse 60 also tells us that they did not find, there were many false witnesses came forward, but they did not find any fault.
那旧约律法要求啊，如果你要控告一个人呢，你最少要有两个。
The Old Testament law requires that if you accuse somebody, you have to have at least two witnesses.
那么这个法官呢，就会盘问这个证人，看他的口供，就是合不合。
And the judge would actually cross-examine and see if the two witnesses corroborate.
但是呢，你看六十节里面，你就发现，其实当盖亚法去盘去问这些证人的时候，发觉他们所讲的话没有一个人是一样的。
But in verse 60, you see that when Caiaphas judge looked at all these witnesses, a lot of them are just not consistent at all.
所以呢，按照一个法官呢，他应该判这些做假口供的人有罪，就把耶稣释放了。
As a judge, Caiaphas need to see that these are four witnesses and then they release Jesus.
但是他没有这样子做。
But he did not do that.
反而他一直希望找到了一个人呢能够控告耶稣的。
And he was just looking for someone who accused Jesus.
结果呢找到两个人呢他们就说了他曾经听耶稣说我能拆毁上帝的殿三日内又建起来。
And then one of the witnesses said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.
那为什么这个是一个严重的控告呢？
Why is it a serious accusation?
因为呢，当你毁坏神的殿的时候，其实呢，你就是亵渎神。
Because if you destroy God's temple, you are blaspheming God.
但是你有没有想过，耶稣有没有讲过这句话？
Have you stopped and think that whether or not Jesus said this verse?
有多少人说耶稣讲过这句话
？Who said that Jesus said that?
OK. 那如果你看，那如果你记得呢，就是耶稣曾经在约翰福音第二章的时候讲过好像人子的话。
And you can see that Jesus appears to have said that in John 2:19.
但是呢，其实不是完全一样。
Actually, it's not identical.
因为耶稣说你们拆毁这个圣殿我可以把它三天之内建起来。
And Jesus said, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up again in 3 days.
该法见到耶稣一直不出声。
Caiaphas looked at Jesus and did not say a word.
没有一样东西呢是可以定耶稣的死罪的。
And there is not one thing, that he can sentence Jesus to die.
所以呢63节里面呢他盖尔法就说我只说永生上帝的叫你们叫你此事告诉我们你是上帝的儿子基督不是。
And in verse 63 he said, I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God.
其实这条问题盖尔法很细心的想过。
Actually, this question is after much thought by Caiaphas.
他没有只问耶稣你是不是基督。
He didn't just ask Jesus if he was the Christ.
因为基督，如果耶稣只是承认他是基督呢，其实在他们犹太教里面呢，也不是一个死罪。
So even if Jesus said yes, according to Jewish law, that is not something that would lead to death sentence.
因为当时有一些犹太教的人呢，他相信基督只是一个被告的人。
And because within the Jewish church, some thought that Jesus is only a one that's been anointed.
但是呢，盖法把神的儿子跟基督放在一起的时候，其实他要逼耶稣承认呢他的神性。
And when the Caiaphas put those two together, what he wanted to do is force Jesus to say that he has a godly nature.
所以呢，耶稣就很直接的承认，他是神的儿子，是基督。
So Jesus acknowledged that he is indeed Jesus God's son. Jesus.
他还告诉他，有一天他会坐在这个全能的神右边，还会从云彩，就是神的荣耀里面去降临到地上。
He also said that he would be sitting on the right side of the Almighty and coming on the clouds of heaven.
盖法听到 这里的时候，他就说耶稣是亵渎神。
And the Caiaphas, when he heard that, he cried out, he was blaspheming God.
那么大公会的每一个会员呢，他们都同意要判耶稣是死刑。
So everyone within the Sanhedrin agreed to judge Jesus to have the death sentence.
你有没有想过，盖法是一怎么有经验的一个？法官呢？你可以说，为什么他看不出来耶稣是无辜呢
？Have you not stopped and think about Caiaphas with so much experience, years experience, can't even tell that Jesus was innocent?
是什么蒙蔽了盖尔法的眼睛呢
？What could have blinded Caiaphas' eyes？
那如果你继续看马太福音27章的时候，你会发觉呢，盖法杀耶稣的原因就是妒忌耶稣。
And if you continue to see that, read that, the reason for Caiaphas to kill Jesus is out of envy.
那我们常常以为啊，妒忌是女人的专利。
A lot, quite often we think that the being jealous is something that only woman has.
但是我告诉你，其实我们每一个人都会这样子做。
And I tell you that actually this is something that we all have.
每一次当姊妹星期三查经的时候呢，我就是负责看小孩的。
Every time when you have sisters Bible study, I'm responsible to take care of the children.
小孩里面其中有一个呢，他会这样子做的。
And there is one child among them, he would do the following.
当别人呢玩得很高兴的时候呢，他会把这个机器关掉。
When other people were having so much fun playing, he would turn off the machine.
或者呢把这个球呢拿掉，不给他们玩。
Or actually take away the ball so that they cannot play.
那么我就问他，你为什么要这样子做呢？
I ask him quite often, or him or her often, why do you do that?
你知道这些三四岁的 就长半天都长不出原因来。
And of course, you ask his 3 or 4 year old, actually, he would not be able to answer that.
但是我却明白他心里面的原因。
But I know the reason in his heart.
他就是受不了呢，他不在这个快乐的中心。
He cannot stand that he is not the center of this happiness.
这个就是妒忌了。
And that is jealousy.
如果你不在这个快乐的中心的时候呢，一个妒忌的人呢，他就会破坏别人。
If you are not in the center of that happiness, someone who is jealous would do all kinds of things to destroy other people's happiness.
以知道呢，别人也不能够快乐。
To the point that others cannot be happy.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们，妒忌是有一个很大的破坏的能力的。
So the scripture tells us that jealousy has a great ability to destroy.
箴言27章的第四节讲到，愤怒是残忍的，怒气是为狂澜，唯有嫉妒，谁能敌得住呢？
Proverbs 27:4 tell us that anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Caiaphas was jealous of Jesus.
他单单打耶稣一身都不能就是满足他的怒气。
He cannot calm down his fury just by beating up Jesus.
他必须要把耶稣杀死。
He needed to kill Jesus.
马太记书记载的第二个主角呢，就是彼得。
And the book of Matthew tells us the second character is Peter.
我形容他是一个贪生怕死的彼得。
And I describe him as a total coward.
那当我们批评彼得之前呢，我先要提出来一件事。
Before we criticize Peter, let's point out one thing.
当耶稣被捕的时候，大部分门徒都跑掉了。
And when Jesus was caught, almost all the disciples ran away.
但是你看呢，58节里面讲到了，彼得还是远远的跟随耶稣，直到大祭司的院子，进到里面和差役同坐，要看解释到底怎么样。
But you see in the verse 58, it said Peter followed the distance right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome.
那为什么彼得会跟着耶稣一直到这个大祭司的家呢？
And why did Peter follow Jesus all the way to the home of Caiaphas?
他是不是想救耶稣呢？
Was he trying to save Jesus?
那圣经也没有讲。
The scripture doesn't tell us.
但是呢，五十八节的确讲到了，他希望知道这个事情到底是怎么样。
But verse 58 tells us he wanted to find out the outcome.
所以很明显，他是关心耶稣。
So it's very obvious that he cared for Jesus.
69节到79节呢，就是讲到彼得三次不认主的故事。
In the verse 69 to 79 talks about 3 times Peter denied Jesus.
你会发觉呢，三次不认主呢，是一次比一次更严重的。
You see that the 3 times, one time is more serious than the other.
那第一次的时候呢？彼得坐在外面的园子的时候，有一个低眉的侍女跑过来。
And the first one, when Peter was sitting in the courtyard, a really lowly servant girl came up to him.
那么就发觉了啊，他是耶稣的门徒。
She discovered that he's Jesus' disciples.
那么彼得随口就说，我不知道你说的是什么。And
Jesus, Peter just just reacted by saying that I don't know what you're talking about.
那么第二次呢，彼得就退到这个门口了，这个门口的附近。So
the second time, Jesus Peter went out to outside the gateway.
那么又有另外一个侍女跑过来。So
another servant girl came up to him.
又认得他是耶稣的门徒。And
recognized that he was Jesus' disciple.
那如果第一次彼得否认主的时候，是因为他一时口快。
And then, if it's the first time that Peter denied Jesus, is kind of he caught off guard.
那么第二次呢，他是想得很清楚。And
the second time, he thought it very carefully.
他已经有心理准备。He
had really planned out in his heart.
但是他仍然决定不认主。But
he decided that he would deny Jesus.
他起誓地说，我不认得这个人。
And over and over again, he said, I don't know this person.
第三次，彼得又给人认出来了。And
the third time, when Peter was recognized by someone,
那么这次圣经就说彼得呢，发咒起誓否认耶稣。And
this time, the scripture tells us that Peter swore that he did not know Jesus.
那当一个人发咒起誓发誓的时候啊，他就是说，如果我是撒谎了，那么这个咒诅就临到我的身上。So
when actually swearing is actually comes with a curse, and the curse would come down to me.
所以呢，这个是一个很严重的一个宣告。So
this is a very serious proclamation.
所以当一个门徒为了保住自己的生命，去否。 否认他的老师呢，这个是一个很严重的一个出卖啊。And
for a disciple to because his own safety and openly deny the relationship that he has with the teacher, this is a very serious denial.
耶稣呢也曾经警告他的门徒说，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也要认他；凡在人面前不认我的。
And Jesus previously told the disciples that whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
路加福音呢，记载彼得第三次不认耶稣的时候，简直说。
In Luke, the book of Luke, when he recorded when Peter denied Jesus the third time, it says the following.
正说话之时，之间既就叫了，主转过心来看彼得，彼得就想起主对他所说的话，今日既叫以先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. So he went outside and wept bitterly.
那彼得三次不认主的这个事情呢，反映他对自己的看法太高了。
And the three times that Peter denied Jesus, it pointed out that he actually viewed himself such very highly.
或者你说他低估了人。
Or you can say he underestimated the ugliness of the man's nature.
耶利米书曾经讲到，人心比万物的诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Book of Jeremiah once said, "The heart is deceitful before all things and beyond care. Who can understand it?"
彼得刚刚才对耶稣承诺说，就是死，我也不会不认你的。
And Peter was just previously promised to God that even if I must die with you, I will not deny you.
但是他转过头来遇到一个侍女根本上不能伤害他，他就怕到一个地步要否认主。But
he turned around and then met someone who a servant girl who was totally harmless and now he denied Jesus.
但是当彼得第三次不认主的时候,
when Peter the third time denying Jesus,
路加记载了耶稣转过头来望彼得,
and the book of Luke recorded Jesus turned around and looked at Peter.
耶稣好像告诉彼得说, 我听到了,
as if Jesus said to Peter, I heard it.
你每一次不认我的时候,
every time you deny me, I heard it.
你有没有想过,其实当我们每一个人犯罪的时候,耶稣都听到,都见到。
If you stop and think that every time when we sin, Jesus can see it and hear.
无论你是骗你的老婆,或者你欺负你的家人,或者你的同事。
Regardless of whether or not you bully your spouse or your friends or your family,
神说,我都站在你旁边,我都听到,我都见到。
And Jesus will stand right next to you and say, I hear everything, I see everything.
当彼得见到主回望的时候,他就想起自己的罪。
When Peter see that how the Lord turned around, he thought about his sin. He recognized that it wasn't him just totally caught off guard. He knowingly did what he did. So he went out and wept bitterly. And third character is Judas.
我形容他是一个卖主求荣的一个犹大。
I describe him as someone who betrayed Jesus to try to seek glory.
那你知道呢,12个门徒的名字列在一起的时候呢,他永远是在最后的。
You see, when you listed the 12 disciples' name, he is always the last one.
圣经形容他就是卖耶稣的加勒人犹大。
And the scripture describes him as Judas Iscariot who betrayed Jesus.
什么叫加勒人呢?
What do you mean by Iscariot?
有两种解释。
There are two explanations.
要不然呢,加勒就是一个犹大的这个地方里面的一个城市。
Iscariot is one of the city in the Judah.
但是加勒可能有另外一个解释呢,就是匕首,就是一个dagger的意思。
Another explanation is Iscariot is like a dagger.
如果是这样子解释的时候呢,犹大就是一个革命党。
If you follow that kind of reasoning, Judas is a form of revolutionary.
但他前面的这个四门呢,是同样是革命党。
It's just like the one they mentioned before him is a some sort of counter-revolutionary.
那我比较相信呢,犹大是一个革命党。
I believe more of Judas is a revolutionary.
因为当时在以色列呢,有一个叫马嘎比的革命。
Because during that time, there was a, within Israel history, there was a, the Maccabean revolt.
带领这个革命的这个人就是叫犹大马嘎比。
The name of the person who led this revolt is Judas Maccabeus.
那其实到现在犹太人还庆祝这个 这一天呢,他们叫光明节。
And up to today, the Jewish people still celebrate Hanukkah, which is, came from this.
所以呢,犹大的爸爸呢,在圣经里面呢,也是叫加勒人四门。
So Judas' father is also called Simon the Iscariot.
所以很有可能呢,他爸爸 改他的名字做犹大,就是希望呢,他的儿子有一天,好像从前这个英雄一样,把这个罗马政府的推翻。
So it's very likely that the father gave his name Judas, is hoping that his son would one day turn down, actually destroy Rome.
这个也很可能呢,就是为什么犹大当时去跟随耶稣成为他的门徒。
This is also another reason why the Israelites follow Jesus.
犹大,
Judas followed Jesus.
他希望呢, 这个基督会带给他们一个政治上面的复兴。
It was hoping that he would bring about to turn the government back over again.
但我们可以猜到犹大一定是一个很有才能，还有就是受人相信的一个人。
You see that Judas is one actually with lots of talent and be respected and trusted by others.
为什么我简直说呢？因为他是在十二个门徒里面管钱的。Because
within the 12 disciples, he was the one in charge of money.
我问你，十二个门徒里面对钱最有经验的是谁呀？
Let me ask you, within the 12 disciples, who is the one who has the most experience with money?
当然是做过税吏的这个马太了。Of
course, it's the tax collector Matthew.
那如果你要找一个心里面唯有诡诈的，当然就是这个拿单业了。And
you, if you look at someone who is very honest without any trickery, that would be Nathaniel.
如果你讲到十二个人最受给人相信的，当然就是彼得、雅各、约翰这三个耶稣所爱的门徒。
And if you look at who else is more trustworthy, of course it's Peter, James, and John.
但是所有这些人都没有被选上去管钱吗？选了这个犹大。But
none of these people were chosen to take care of the money, and they chose Judas.
那么你就看见犹大必定是一个很有才能，还有就是大家都觉得他是很可靠的。So
you see that Judas within the 12 disciples is someone who's trustworthy and know how to take care of money.
但是呢，当耶稣选这十二个门徒的时候呢，他明显的告诉他的门徒，他们其中有一个其实是没有信耶稣的。When
Jesus chose the 12 disciples, it was clear that Jesus recognized that the one that does not believe in him.
约翰福音第六章里面说，耶稣说：“我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？” 但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。耶稣这话是指着加勒人西门的儿子犹大说的。他本是十二个门徒里的一个，后来要卖耶稣的。In
John 6 it says, Have I not chosen you the 12, yet one of you is a devil. He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who though one of the 12 was later to betray him.
所以呢，犹大是一个很出色的骗子。And
therefore Judas is one who is very skillful in cheating.
因为他跟其他人同行三年半，没有一个人猜到他要出卖耶稣。And
when they were with him for 3.5 years, no one else suspected he would be the one who's betrayed Jesus.
也没有人怀疑他是一个德州的人。
And also, no one suspected he was the one who is not who did not believe in Jesus.
换句话说，他平常跟人分享他听到的心得，之后没有人怀疑他。So
you can see that when he was sharing what he heard about the sermons, no one suspected him.
他跟其他门徒一起去传道、赶鬼、行神迹。
He was the one with the other disciples to spread the gospel, cast out demons, and perform miracles. No one else discovered that Judas is a fake disciple.
那我在想，假的基督徒怎么赶鬼啊？
You might ask, how does a fake disciple cast out demons?
可以的。 你只需要找一个真的基督徒在你旁边就可以了。Yes,
you can. You can just kind of ask a true Christian to serve you alongside.
他赶鬼的时候，只要坚持说，那我先祷告，你解书，那么就行了。When
he casts out demon, he can say, I can start praying first. Afterwards, you can finish. Then it's done.
那圣经说，犹大是一个贼，又带着钱囊。
The scripture also tells us that he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was in it.
为什么没有人发觉他是一个贼呢?
Wow, how is it no one discovered he's a thief?
我想呢，每一次钱少了以后，问犹大，他就会说，哎。
And every time, maybe perhaps the money was discovered to be less, Judas would say, oh, I just gave money to the poor.
所以当最后晚餐的时候, 耶稣明明地指出, 犹大就是要出卖他的人。
So during the Last Supper, Jesus clearly, with the method of giving bread, as a way to point out Judas is the one who betrayed him.
但是其他的门徒, 因为犹大是带着钱囊的, 以为耶稣是对他说, 你去买我们过节所用的东西, 或者叫他拿什么去周济穷人。
Actually, since Judas had in charge of the money, the other disciples thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the festival, or to give some money to the poor.
所以犹大是一个完美的假冒者。
So Judas is a perfect imposter.
虽然耶稣多次的提醒犹大,
even though Jesus repeatedly reminded Judas,
他告诉犹大, 我知道你要卖我。
He told Jesus, I know you're going to betray me.
但是他还是决定, 为了30块钱卖掉耶稣。
But Judas still, for 30 pieces of silver, betrayed Jesus.
但是当犹大见到耶稣被判死刑的时候,
But when Judas saw that Jesus was sentenced to death,
卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪, 就后悔。 把那30块钱拿回来给知事长和长老说, 我卖了无辜人之血有罪了。
When he saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. I have sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood.
那犹大在这里很明显, 他明白自己犯了罪。
And Judas clearly recognized that he has sinned.
他明白他害了这个无辜的耶稣。
He recognized that he had hurt this Jesus who is innocent.
他把钱退还给大祭司。
He wanted to return the money to the high priest.
可能他希望, 那么你拿回你的钱, 你就把耶稣放了。
And he thought that they, because when he returned the money, the high priest would release Jesus.
但是世上有很多决定是不能退还。
But there are many decisions in this world that you cannot turn around and change it.
第四节, 后面说, 这些知识就说, 哪与我们有什么相干呢? 你自己承担吧, 犹大把拿钱, 银钱掉在店里, 出去掉失了。
And the priest said to him, What is that to us? They replied, That's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. And he went away and hanged himself.
那其实犹大跟彼得呢, 两个人都出卖耶稣。
Actually, Judas and Peter both betrayed Jesus.
两个人都为他们所做的事情后悔。And
they both felt sorry for what they did.
那么为什么犹大灭亡, 彼得后来还可以成为教会的一个领袖呢?
Why is it Judas was killed, but Peter eventually even became some of the leaders in the church?
我相信就是因为他们 用不同的方法去解决罪。
I believe they use different methods to resolve sin.
犹大是用自己的方法去解决罪。
Judas used his own method to resolve his sin.
他觉得他把自己吊死自杀，就填饱耶稣这条命的罪了。
He thought by killing himself, by hanging himself, he would resolve the sin that he had for killing Jesus.
彼得没有自杀。
Peter did not commit suicide.
反而呢，他回到耶稣面前求他赦免。
And turn around, he actually came to in front of Jesus to ask for forgiveness.
其实这两个反应代表他们对福音的了解。
The two responses tells you the difference in understanding about the gospel.
彼得明白神的救恩是完全是神的恩典，跟人的行为是无关的。
And the Peter recognized that God's salvation is completely man's grace. It's not nothing to do with man's behavior.
但是犹大直到最后, 他还是靠自己去解决自己的罪。
But Judas, at the very end, he was trying to take care of the sin by himself.
And then
after the whole three stories, which one do you think has the most wicked heart?
我的答案呢, 就是这个盖亚法,
My answer is Caiaphas.
Because he
had never repented.
He took the
responsibility of killing Jesus completely cast it on Judas.
但是盖亚法其实他也了解卖耶稣的钱是血价。
But even Caiaphas would recognize that selling Jesus' money is blood money.
换句话说,他知道耶稣是无辜的。
In other words, he knows that Jesus is innocent.
盖亚法这群人呢,这等人呢,他的心是最毒的。
And the people like Caiaphas has the most wicked heart.
因为他们连这个良心也没有。
Because they don't even have their own conscience.
如果你活在罪中,
If you're living in sin,
你也承认你所做的事情是犯罪,是得罪神,是得罪人。
You also recognize that, you admit that what you're doing is sinning against man and it's also sinning against God.
但是呢,你一点感觉都没有哦。
But you have no feeling.
让我警告你一件事。
Let me warn you one thing.
这个故事最后, 引用咒约的一个预言
The story at the end use a prophecy from the Old Testament
就是以色列人拒绝他们的咒诅 用30块钱卖掉这个基督
The Israelites refused the salvation use 30 pieces of silver to sell out Jesus
这个预言其实是讲到将来你看这个基督会怎么对待这些把他卖掉的人呢
And this is about God, how he will eventually treat those who will sell him out.
盖亚法应该想,应该知道。
And Caiaphas should know.
其实当盖亚法审判耶稣的时候,耶稣已经明明地警告他。
When Caiaphas was judging Jesus, Jesus already very clearly reminded Caiaphas.
他说,然而我告诉你们,后来你们要看见人子坐在那全能者的右边,站着天上的云彩帐里。From
now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right side, the Mighty One, and coming on the clouds of heaven.
耶稣是警告这个盖亚法。 有一天我会回来审判这些没有良心的恶人
And Jesus was warning Caiaphas One day I will return and judge you with these wicked and men without conscience
我们最后一同祷告
Let's bow our hand pray
现在天父我们来到你面前的时候
Dear Heavenly Father as we come before you
求主你帮助我们审查我们心里面的罪
Help us to examine the sins in our hearts.
帮助我们不要好像盖亚法一样。
Help us so that we will not be like Caiaphas.
他明知自己犯罪,但是他一点感觉都没有。
He fully recognized his sin, but yet he had no feelings.
还有把这个责任推到别人的身上。
And he just cast that responsibility to others.
帮助我们有一个敬畏你的心。
Help us so that we would have a heart to fear you.
因为有一天 主耶稣你要回来去审判所有的恶人
Because one day Jesus will come return and judge all the wicked men
让我们好像彼得一样在你面前去悔改
Help us to be so that we be like Jesus and come before you and repent
因为我们知道当我们承认我们的罪的时候 主耶稣你会赦免
Because we know that as we repent our sin you will forgive us
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.